T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's how yesterday went for me. We moved on Saturday, so I'm chilling on Sunday. I'm doing me.
You moved.
Well, I mean, we moved a bunch of our stuff to storage. It's complicated. But we put in an 8-hour shift with 4 movers to get most of the stuff out of our house. And so we can stage it and sell it and all that. But, John, so Sunday afternoon comes. I'm in the lake, chilling, bright sunny day, beautiful. I cruise in to get a beer. And the Braves are going on. I see Flowers gets hit. Dansby hits a home run to tie the game. All right, record, pause. Then I look at my phone, and a buddy of mine, Steve Alexander, a.k.a. Dr. Ray of Roto World fame, goes, "Are you watching Tiger right now?" No. And so, CBS, here we go. I mean, I'm not a golf guy. I'm just not. I don't like watching golf. Doesn't do it for me. But I did yesterday. So what I did, John, I watched golf. Until I didn't even watch Koepka on the 18th hole because it was a 2-stroke lead. I knew he was going to win. I bowed out. I had to see if Tiger made that history or not.
Right.
Boom. Went right back to the Braves game. Picked it up right after the Dansby home run. What a watch. I am so glad I did. I did not know the result. From the bullpen to the comeback hitting. Venter's getting out of that jam with the double play and the strikeout. The home run by Dansby was colossal. It takes her from 7-5 to 7-7. Albies hits the game winner, man. What a ball game. Again, like I always say, I am in the Hall of Fame of DVR.
Like, all is that you got, a category?
Yeah.
Are you like in the Guinness Book of World Records for DVR?
All right, we talk GOAT. I'm the friggin' GOAT of DVR. And all you guys are like, how do you DVR? I got to live in real time. I can't, like, watch some off tape and not know the result. Yeah, you can. Put your freaking phone down for 5 minutes, and then you don't have to live in real time. You live in Kamla time.
See, I got to live in real time. I can't, especially with live sports. There's too much. I've got alerts going off. I've got other – it's just too much. I got to watch the stuff when it's happening.
It is too much. That's why I DVR. I compartmentalize. All right, I'm giving 2 hours to this stupid golf tournament the Tiger didn't even win, and then I'm watching the Braves game.
See, I've got to have lightning thumb. My thumb is like,
you miss stuff then, though.
Nah, not really. Not really. And the other thing is I've got iPad up. I've got TV on, so I've got a little bit of both going on there. Tyler Flowers, though, talked about how big this win was yesterday.
I mean, it's a tough series. Coming into it, we knew it would be a tough one. I mean, offensively, that's a very, very strong lineup up and down. So any win's a big win. You don't see it the way we did it today too often, but you got to have some of those throughout the year to be, you know, a successful team going into the playoffs.
So I think the guy's name was Barnes or Burns or something like that, but he hit Flowers. And Flowers, as he's walking, it had to hurt. It always does with these guys. And he looks salty. And him and Suzuki have to lead the league in hit by pitch. Mm-hmm. Seems like once a game, these guys are getting plunked by a pitch. As he's walking away, kind of looks at the catcher like, I don't know. He just expressed frustration to the other catcher. Goes to first base. I don't know, about 4 pitches later, smizak! Dansby goes yard. So that hit by pitch was absolutely huge, man. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's 7-6. He's hit by pitch. It's a 2-run home run. Made it a 7-7 game. I'm a Tyler Flowers fan, man. Remember there were people calling, "I hate Tyler Flowers, get him out of the lineup." Yeah. Suzuki can't start every game, ladies and gentlemen. No catcher does. Well, Salvador Perez pretty much does. But he's the only guy in Major League Baseball that does it. I like Tyler Flowers. I think he has good at-bats. He had a terrible throw to the outfield. He was trying to pick off their catcher off second base, and it kind of sparked that rally that Johnny Venters eventually got out of. And then the next inning, he actually threw a guy out at second base. So I'm a fan of Tyler Flowers, Roswell's own.
In fairness, though, at the time that people were calling for him, he was the 0-for-4 master. And I get it, all the things you do behind the plate. A lot of times for a catcher, it's more than just being able to go up there and hit 300 because there's not many guys that can do that. He had a stretch midsummer or early to midsummer where he was scuffling at the plate.
Doesn't everybody go through that?
They do, but that was the time that people were calling for Tyler Flowers. They're saying, wait a second, Suzuki's not struggling.
Uh-huh.
Let's get this guy on the bench a lot more.
And that was the time that I reminded you that it's 162, not you, but people, that's 162 game season. Everybody goes into droughts. He's a catcher, for crying out loud. He's got way more heavy lifting to do than an outfielder or a first baseman. We've seen Freddie go. Freddie went, what, 20 games without a home run?
Right.
There for a stretch. Ronald Acuna was scuffling before we put him in the leadoff spot. Yesterday, how long was Ozzy Albies stuck on 20 home runs?
A month? Yeah, it seems that way.
So I'm just saying, don't overreact to a swoon by a player.
By the way, from the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Rick, you're not the GOAT of DVR. I got you beat. So maybe when we do our 92.9 The Game Olympics, that could be one of the events. It's DVRing.
Well, I mean, you can't really create an event about it. It's just like, for example, it was Saturday morning I woke up, and NFL Network has all the preseason football replays. That's my wheelhouse, baby. So I went through, DVR'd the Cardinals game so I could watch Josh Rosen, DVR'd the Ravens game so I could watch Lamar Jackson. I bet you that texter didn't do that. I am, in fact, the GOAT of DVR.
But see, here's where you become the GOAT of DVR. How quickly can you delete the crappy programs your wife has on there without her noticing and or yelling at you? Paul, you've had to do that before, I know. You've had to go in and secretly delete like 30 minutes or 30 episodes of a lot of nonsense.
I have. She still has, and the boys even chided her on this, 69 hours of television she has to watch that.
69 hours of TV.
And never will.
Nope. And that's
like,
why
if
you just...
that hasn't been watched yet, it never will.
Urania has like old Lifetime movies on there.
Yeah, so does Charity.
After like a month, she doesn't know they're there anymore. I just bloop, clip them off of there and... You know,
there may be a lazy day on the couch. Maybe they go back sifting through the stuff.
You know what? She's got 900 episodes of Teen Mom. It'll take her all day to get through that. Well, the biggest thing and the biggest story today is it's Tukey time. Tukey Toussaint will make his Major League debut for the Atlanta Braves. So far, two levels of play this year, AA and AAA. 268 ERA, a 118 whip. 10.7 strikeouts per nine innings. He does walk about 3.8 guys per nine innings. This is a guy with an electric 12-6 curveball. He's got great stuff. Braves have been waiting for it with a doubleheader today. Tukey going to get the opportunity.
135 today. Mo, I presume that you're here with us and then you're doing the night game tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's Folty on the mound tonight, right?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a fun day. And this week, it was great crowds over the weekend. School's back in. The Marlins are in town.
Right.
This is a great opportunity to come play at SunTrust Park. The heat is supposed to be subside a little bit. Supposed to be some less humidity this week. So if you want to bring the family to really play at the ballpark, this is the week to do it.
And for Tukey, this is an opportunity to enter at least the fringe of the rotation. This might be, think about it right now. You got Tehran, you got Folty, you got Newcomb, you got Sanchez. And I know he got hit. I believe he's expected to start tomorrow or Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They took him out as a precaution. Why am I blanking on our fifth starter right now?
Gossman.
Gossman, who was amazing on Friday,
I believe
it was.
Yeah,
was that
Friday.
Back? God, so many games. Eight innings, eight Ks, one run allowed. He was awesome. You heard what I said? A starting pitcher pitched eight innings?
Yeah.
How awesome is that? In that 10-1 blowout on Friday. But Tukey Toussaint, I don't think, John, he's got a chance to get on the fringe, maybe cause SNIT and or AA to say, all right, let's go with a six-man rotation. I don't think they're going to do that. This is probably a spot start for him, and you get sent back to Gwinnett. Any chance that if he kills it, they keep him up here for some bullpen help? Well, where do you see this going?
I don't think they want him in the bullpen. I think it is a spot start, and if they need a sixth starter again, you bring him back up at that point. But I don't foresee, because he was brought up as a 26th man today, I don't foresee this being a long-term deal. But again, if he goes out and he throws seven shutout and strikes out eight or nine, you never know. They might give him another opportunity.
Are you streaming Tukey Toussaint in either of your fantasy baseball leagues?
I have him. The other league I have him in, you're allowed to like put a minor league guy on there, and there's a not available slot. Unfortunately, in this league, on Mondays, you can't make any transactions. So I was going to start him today and put a guy on the bench. You can't do that because I have one too many guys on the roster if I put him on the active list, and it won't let me drop somebody else. So, no.
Where's that league through?
It's the Yahoo League, but it's just the rules that they set up. So our guys from Carriage Kia.
Those guys need to adjust the rules a little bit.
They've been doing it a lot longer than me being in the league.
Are you happy with that rule arrangement?
That rule sucks, but
okay,
you know,
then it needs to be changed.
Yeah, they're not changing it for me. It's a committee-like approach. This is how they do it. They do their things. Look, I finished second in football last year. I'm in the playoffs right now in baseball, so I'm good with that. By the way, Mark Owens, did you see who he met this weekend?
Shout out to Kia, by the way. Yeah. We love Kia Sorrento.
Did you see who Mark Owens met this weekend?
I did not.
One of the biggest celebrities in baseball.
Marlins man.
You met Marlins man.
I did.
Was he surrounded by beautiful Bettys?
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Nice.
The legend is real. I've heard him called a hero and a villain. And he was down hanging out, taking pictures with everybody. And I was like, hey, you're Marlins, man. How you doing? I'm Mark. Good to meet you.
Why was Marlins, man, at a huge, colossal, wild card-ish, possible playoff preview series between the Braves and Brewers?
He was at the Cubs game last night. Yeah. And they had the walk-off grand slam.
Is it because the Marlins suck so bad?
Well, he's not a season ticket holder this year.
No,
apparently, him and Jeter had a big fallout.
They did, because he asked Jeter to take care of him and I think lower his season ticket prices. One of Jeter was like, blank you. We don't care about you.
Whoa. Why would Jeter do that?
That was a big stink.
Why would Jeter just hook up one particular season ticket holder?
One that's very prevalent everywhere.
Nah, that doesn't make. I'm on Team Jeter with this one.
Really?
Because then another prominent, wealthy, visible season ticket holder is going to come to me and want a discount on his tickets.
What wealthy, prominent season ticket holder do the Marlins have?
I'm just theoretically speaking here, but you can't set that precedent where you hook up one season ticket holder and then you're going to have every other season ticket holder putting their hand out wanting a discount for tickets. I'm okay. I'm on Team Jeter with this one.
Yeah, that's why Jeter is not very well loved down there right now. Sold off a lot of assets. You're alienating.
Well, that's a different story. But this thing with ticket prices and Marlins man, I think Marlins man is getting up in his feelings incorrectly.
Well, he's doing okay. If you saw the couple of blondes that were on his arm. And apparently he goes to – and this is what I heard rumored, that he'll go to stadiums and buy tickets for those that can't get in, or he'll upgrade people's tickets.
Cool.
I've heard he goes to a bar and will buy the bar a round of drinks. The dude is money, but also heard he's got a huge ego too, but with money.
Of course he does.
Did he flaunt the ego with you?
No, very nice guy. Took a couple of pictures with us. Took pictures with the fans as we were standing there. Huge head, by the way.
You should have had. You should have had him do the. You should have had him do the stolen base challenge. You should have had Marlins man do the stolen base challenge.
Huge head.
I'll retweet the picture at RickandJohn929 at RickandJohn929.
By the way, he's been a season ticket holder for the Marlins since 1993, since year number one.
Pay full freight, dude. You're rich. Pay full freight.
He said in 17, he offered $200,000 for four Diamond Club seats behind home plate, claiming a 10% discount for the Marlins' lack of starts. He was going to spend $200,000, and Derek Jeter said no. That's a jerk move by Jeter.
I need full price, homie.
And well, you got nothing instead.
That's fine. I got my standards. I got my rules.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.